非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
这个今天在地上的人在庆祝父亲节。
So the earth people on earth is celebrating Father's Day。
但是我们主内的儿女们，我们还多一个父亲，是天上的父亲啊。
And for us, children of God, we have another Father in heaven。
不管我们对地上的父亲的经历，经验是什么，他都不能够取代天父对我们那个完全的爱。
Doesn't matter what kind of experience we have with our earthly father, it will never replace the relationship we can have with our heavenly father.
今天本来应该跟母亲节一样，是我跟于师母两个人各讲一半啊。
So today it was supposed to be like the Mother's Day where I will co-preach with Pastor Nancy.
但是因为他在五月中，在短短的20个小时里面，三次轻微的中风。
But she had a minor stroke 3 times just in the month of May.
事情经过以后，我们本来就是心里面就是对神充满了感恩，因为她完全没有受到任何的损害啊。
So we're full of thanksgiving even after all these incidents because she was not injured in any way.
但是没有想到在后续的检查里面，所有我们看过的脑神经科还有血管外科的医生都说她需要赶快开刀。
But our subsequent visit to the doctors shows that she needs to have a surgery immediately.
Yeah, 不然可能会引起一个更大的 stroke 啊，更大的中风。
Otherwise, it will induce a major stroke down the road.
然后现在医生把她提前手术提前到后天，就是不到48个小时，她在 Stanford Hospital 要接受一个。颈部动脉的手术。
So the doctor has arranged a surgery this coming Tuesday.
所以他这两天被关在家里面 quarantine， 不能够见人啊。
So she needs to be in isolation these couple days, past couple days, so she can be ready for the surgery.
本来我们是计划，因为七月初在纽约有一个夏令会，他也是其中4堂专题的讲员。那我们本来想那个聚会完，然后也是我们七月初是我们结婚40周年，所以我们想手术完，手术移到七月中再做手术的。
So originally we have this summer conference that's in the beginning of July. She was one of the 4 speakers, and also our 40th anniversary is also in July. So we're hoping to postpone the surgery till after July, early July.
没想到发现这几个医生似乎比我们还紧张，所以我们也必须重视这件事情。所以他纽约的特会他就取消了，那么就后天开刀啊。请大家，谢谢大家的祷告，也请大家继续祷告。
Yeah, but seems like these doctors are really even more nervous than Pastor Nancy, and they really insisted that she has the surgery right away. So we cancel all our plans, and we thank you for all your prayers.
你问我们会不会紧张？我们当然会紧张啊。
So if you ask us whether we're nervous, of course we are.
因为手术本身也是一个蛮多风险的。那我们结婚四十年。当然会紧张。
Because there are always risks in a surgery, and we've been married 40 years, so definitely we both are very nervous.
但是主也借着弟兄姊妹的祷告，主自己的同在跟安慰，然后于师母现在还居然有力量来录制香草三圣，那个成为大家彼此的安慰和勉励啊。
But you know, God really encourages and strengthens us and help us through this time.
另外一个我要特别谢谢Brother Steven 啊。
I want to thank you, thanks Steven.
因为他今天有这个勇气来帮我翻译，我非常佩服他。
It was with great courage for me to.
这是他第一次帮我翻译啊。
Yeah, my first time on stage.
帮我翻译的人都很辛苦。
It's a very difficult to translate for Pastor.
你们没有看得出来威廉老了很多吗？
Have you noticed that Will has aged quite a bit?
我30年前去一个退休会当讲员。
30 years ago, when I went to a retreat to be a speaker.
他们是中文翻广东话，容易多了啊。
They're translating from Mandarin to Cantonese.
我4堂里面换了3个翻译。
So I changed 3 translators in 4 sessions.
两个牧师帮我翻译完，一直叫苦。后来有一个姊妹自告奋勇帮我扛下第4堂。
So two pastors tried to translate for me, but then they really felt that they failed miserably. So another sister stepped in and helped.
所以我们为 Stephen 加油啊。So,
pray for me.
啊，今天又是父亲节，然后又是我们教会的宣教周。
So today is Father's Day. It's also for our church, the week of mission.
我们礼拜五有宣教之夜，有四个宣教士来分享见证。
Past Friday we had a mission night. We had four missionaries came and gave us their testimonies.
好，昨天早上有这么多的弟兄姊妹跟孩子们去参加6K 的走路，为了募款能够改善非洲的喝水。
So yesterday, so many people, adults and children showed up, participating in this 6K walk for the donation.
今天是宣教的主日信息。
Today is the message is about mission.
要来的礼拜六，我们又有一个音乐福音聚会哈。
And this coming Saturday, we have a special gospel night, gospel music night.
虽然我们外面有这么多好像在传福音、在跟宣教有关的聚会。
Even though we have so many meetings and activities externally regarding the mission,
但是更关键的是，我这个人到底对福音、对宣教是不是真的有负担
？But the more important thing is, do we have a true burden for the mission?
所以今天虽然是宣教主日，又正好是父亲节，所以我觉得这个题目非常非常的合适。它不光是对做父亲的，也是对所有包括没有结婚的属灵的父亲们。
So today is it's not only the mission Sunday, but it's also Father's Day, and I felt that the topic is very pertinent because it applies to both fathers as well as everyone.
也包括姊妹们哈。
Also include sisters.
所以我们在父亲节的时候特别引用保罗。保罗说他天上罗尼加教会中间，他说他像温柔如同母亲一样。
So we want to use Paul as an example. He said in the Thessalonica church that he is gentle like a mother.
所以他先说他像母亲，接着又说他好像父亲。
So he said that he's like a mother, but then after that he said that he's like a father.
保罗明明没有结婚，但是他又用母亲又用父亲来形容他的角色。
So Paul was never married, but then he described himself as both mother and father.
所以今天的信息对我们所有的弟兄姊妹都是要听的哈。
So today's message is very applicable to all of us.
我在祷告的时候想到这个题目，尊贵的身份跟神圣的使命。
So in prayer, I thought about this topic, which is noble standing, holy commission.
这个我送出纲要的时候忘了送背诵经文，背诵经文就是我们第一段的经文。
So the memorial verses is the first verse that we showing up now.
也是主题经文。我第一段在这里讲到，人人都是宣教士。我们怎么样子从成为新造到成为大使
？So the first topic talks about that everyone is a missionary and how we go from a new creation to ambassadors for Christ.
我们就一起来读列在讲义上的经文哈，中间我截录了一些。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，替基督求你们与神和好。好，英文的也读一遍。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself,not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20.
好，在这段的经文里面提到了两个很重要的角色。
So in this passage, you mentioned two important roles.
第一个，我们在基督里成为新造的人。
First is that in Christ we became a new creation.
第二个，我们在这里成为了基督的使者，英文是说 the ambassadors for Christ。
So second role is that we have become the ambassador for Christ.
一方面我们成为新造的人，一方面我们成为基督的大使。
So on one hand we became a new creation, on the other hand we became ambassadors for Christ.
那另外在这一段的经文也提到了三件很重要的事情。
So he also mentioned three very important things.
第一个，我们借着基督，我们跟神和好。
First, through Christ we have been reconciled to God.
第二个，他把与神和好的职分和道理也托付了给我们这些已经与神和好的人。
Second is that he gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
那么第三个，讲到我们这些人，不仅仅神把和好的道理跟职分托付给我们，我们要替基督求人与神和好。
And third is that not only that we receive this ministry of reconciliation, we need to actually reconcile people to God.
所以三件事很容易记哈。第一个，我们自己跟神和好了。
So three things very easy to remember. First, we have been reconciled to God.
目的是为了也要让我们去帮助与别人和好。
So the goal is
与神和好。
So the goal is to allow us to help others to be reconciled to God.
那我们要能够做这件事呢，神就把这个与人和好的职分、道理托给了我们。
So God gave us the word and the ministries of reconciliations.
好，所以今天 Father's Day, 我不管你们有没有送给爸爸礼物啊。
So today, Father's Day, I don't know if you have given any present to your father.
但是要送给天上的爸爸最好的礼物，就是劝人与神和好。
You need to give the best present to your Heavenly Father, which is to reconcile others to God.
让这些失迷的，甚至将来要沉沦的孩子，能够回到神的面前。
So that these children who are lost, they can come back to God.
所以我们在这里特别讲到这两个非常尊贵的身份。
So here we specifically talk about these two important roles, these noble roles.
一个是新造的人。
First, a new creation.
一个是这个基督的使者。
Second, ambassadors for Christ.
我想请问大家哈。
I wanted to ask you a question.
如果你现在是驻英国大使、驻德国大使、驻任何一个国家大使。
So today, if you are ambassador for a foreign country,
你里面的感觉是什么？
How do you feel?
我们应该自己觉得很尊荣，对不对？
We should feel that we're honored.
因为我是代表国家，我是代表元首。
We're representing a country, a head of the country.
但是看看我们是天国 ,Heavenly Kingdom 的大使，而且是 Ambassador of Christ. 你看我们中间有喜乐的人有几个？
Now that you realize that you're the ambassador for a Heavenly Kingdom, how many of us here are joyful?
好不好做得神气一点？
How about you sit more proudly?
有点像大使的样子。
So you can be more like an ambassador.
我们成为基督徒
，We become a Christian.
我们说我们自己是一个蒙恩的罪人 ，Sinner saved by grace. 我们是蒙恩的罪人，我们是蒙爱的儿女。
We claim that we're sinners saved by grace. We are children who are loved by God.
这两个我们很容易明白，也有很多的经历。
So these two principles is very easy to understand, and we also experience them a lot.
但是对于我们是君尊的祭司。和基督的大使，我们是因为 too good to be true， 我们没有去接受它，还是你会发现在我们的生活侍奉里面，这两个东西很少进来。
But regarding our role or our standing as an ambassador for Christ, and somehow we do not experience them as much.
在整个人类里面，只有以色列称为神的选民，在旧约的时候。
For the entire world, only the Israelites have been called the chosen people.
在整个以色列人中间，只有利未人可以来侍奉神。
Out of the entire Jewish nation, only the Levites can serve God.
整个利未人中间，只有亚伦家可以进到会幕里面去。
And among all the Levites, only the descendants of Aaron can go into the tabernacle.
而整个亚伦家，只有大祭司可以进到圣所，来到神面前，成为君尊的祭司。
And only the descendants of Aaron and can.
所以在旧约，你可以说只有一个人 ，one and only one， 一年一次，恐惧战兢的来到神面前。
So in Old Testament, only the high priest can enter the Holy of Holy only once a year.
但是今天我们每一个人成为君尊的祭司，而且能够坦然无惧地来到神的宝座前。
But today, every one of us has been called the royal priesthood, and we come before God every day.
所以我以前举过一个例子，我刚来美国读书的时候，我们都是穷学生，我当 custodian， 到每一个教室去扫厕所、收垃圾。
So when I was back in school, when I came here, I worked as a custodian and clean classrooms.
那如果我又是 custodian， 扫垃圾的清洁工，然后等到开始上班的时候，我又是电脑室的主任，假装哈。
So pretend that I carry both jobs. I'm both the custodian and also a programmer.
那如果我同学碰到我说，哎，老于啊，你现在在做什么？
So if my classmate asked me, what do you do now?
你觉得我会讲清洁工呢，还是讲电脑房主任？
So do you think that I'm going to say I'm a custodian or I'm going to tell them that I'm a programmer?
你现在是公司 director， 跟君尊的祭司，人家问说 Jeff 你在做什么？
So if you're a director of a corporation and you're also a royal priesthood, when people ask you, what do you do, what would you answer?
我们很难会回答说我是君尊的祭司。
It's very hard for us to say that we are royal priesthood.
我们很难会回答说我是基督的大使。
It's very seldom that we will answer that we are ambassadors for Christ.
这是讲到我们没有用信心去跟我们圣经的话来调和，所以我们活不出该有的尊贵。
This means that we did not mix our faith with the word of God, so we did not live up to the height that God wants us to.
所以新造的人重在讲我们的生命。
So a new creation is talking about life.
我原来只有我于宏杰从亚当来的旧造的败坏的生命。
So originally we only had this bad old nature coming from Adam.
什么叫做新造？
What is a new creation?
就是在我原有的生命里面，我居然得到了一个非受造神的生命在我的里面。
So on top of my old self, I actually received a new life from God.
这个在宇宙中你绝对找不到的。
You cannot find this in the entire universe.
只有基督徒在基督里，我们成为新造的人。
Only Christian in Christ, we became a new creation.
所以他重在讲到我们是得到了生命。
It talks about the life that we receive.
我们接受，而且我们在这里享受基督做生命。
We receive and then we enjoy this new life.
那成为基督的大使是强调我们的使命。
Becoming an ambassador for Christ it talks about the commission that we receive.
怎么样子让我们能够活出基督来？
How we can live out Christ.
所以一个是接受或是享受基督做生命，一个是活出基督做使命。
So on one hand is receiving the new life, on the other hand is live out this life.
好不好？我们对隔壁讲，不管你用中文、英文、西班牙文、广东话都可以哈。
So tell your neighbors.
享受基督做生命，活出基督做使命，好不好？跟隔壁讲。
Enjoy your life, and then that you receive, and then live out that the same life as a commission.
好，肖霞，李毅对你讲什么？
享受基督做生命，活出基督做使命。
阿门，
阿门。
好，加分，好。所以。成为新造的人
becoming this new man
让我们得了一个全新的生命
allows us to receive a new life
成为大使
we become an ambassador
讲到这是我们神圣的使命
this is the holy commission
那么要成为基督的大使有没有条件
so what are the prerequisites for becoming an ambassador for Christ?
你要进 Google， 你要进 Apple， 你要进不管 Orange 任何的公司，它都有它的条件。
So, if you want to work for Apple or Google, they have requirements.
你要当老师，你要当医生，你要当这个律师，你要当任何的东西，你都有条件。
Same thing, if you want to become a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor, there are requirements.
要当一个国家的大使，尤其要当永存的天国的大使，有没有条件？
So, is there similar? Is there requirements also if you want to be an ambassador for the heavenly kingdom?
有没有？条件是什么
？What's this prerequisite?
才读过的经文。
We just
再读一遍。 要成为基督的大使，你的条件是成为新造。
So you need to become a new creation if you were to become an ambassador for Christ.
不要以为没有条件。
Don't think that there's no condition.
这个条件 cost his life. 耶稣基督流血舍命，让你我成为新造，也让我们有资格成为大使。
So this precondition cost his life. He died to give us his new life so that we can become his ambassador.
好，我已经尽量不在聚会中请大家举手了。有把握自己是新造的人，请举手。
If you have the assurance that you're a new creation, please raise your hand.
还有这么多人，还有人不敢举手。
I see some who haven't.
至少80%举手。有把握自己是基督大使的，请举手。
So if you're confident that you're ambassador for Christ, please raise your hand.
他们就变成30%了。
Oh, I only see 20 or 30% of people.
跑到哪里去了
？Where did the rest go?
所以我要跟弟兄姊妹讲，成为新造是成为基督大使的条件。
So it's a precondition to receive this new life to become an ambassador.
成为大使是成为新造的责任。
So becoming an ambassador is the responsibility for this new creation.
当我们成为新造，我们底下就有一个责任托付给我们，叫做劝人与神和好，成为基督的使者。
So once we receive and become this new life.New creature, new creation. Then we have a new responsibility, which is reconcile people to God.
这是哥林多前书五章17-19节，根本就是连在一起的。成为新造完就成为大使，放在一起的。
So this is what the passage just mentioned, and it's connected together. So once you become a new creation, then you become an ambassador for Christ.
所以当我们要成为宣教士
，So if you want to become a missionary,
好，我们说就算你不做宣教士，也要做宣教的事。
So even if you're not a missionary, you need to be in the mission.
Title 是不是宣教士还不是最重要的事。
It's not important that whether you have a title as a missionary.
我们是不是基督的使者在做宣教的事情。
Whether we are ambassador for Christ doing the mission work, that's more important.
所以从前的宣教一定是要到远方，到贫穷的地方，到异国文化。现在的宣教已经不一样了。
So previously, if you want to be a missionary, you had to go far, far away in a foreign land.But now, nowadays, it's totally different.
我们每一个人都应该是基督的大使，都应该是宣教士。
Every one of us should be a missionary, should be an ambassador for Christ.
第二个，处处都是宣教的工厂。
So second, everywhere is mission fields are everywhere.
哥林多后书二章14-15节，我们一起来读。感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved.And among those who are perishing, 2 Corinthians 2.
所以保罗在这里不仅仅强调在各处 everywhere.
So here Paul emphasized that it's everywhere.
而且也讲到不管是在得救的人身上，或是没有得救的人身上，换句话说，包括了所有的人。
So he also mentioned that it includes both the those who are saved and those who are perishing. So in other words, it includes everyone.
所以不管在哪里，不管在什么 situation 底下，我们都应该是基督的使者。
So we should be ambassador for Christ in all situations, no matter what.
我们都应该流露基督的馨香之气。
We need to diffuse the fragrance of Jesus.
啊，以前讲到在远方的宣教士回到美国来休假的时候。
So when we talk about missionaries came from a long way, far away on furlough,
那个神学院请他来分享在宣教工厂的经验。
So the seminary asked him to share his experience in the mission field.
这个已经相当年长的一个宣教士，一个女的，她那天进了会场以后，一句话都没说。
So this missionary, she's an elderly lady, and then she entered the meeting, and then she did not say anything.
然后他就下楼，在弟兄姊妹中间、学生中间走来走去。
So and she walked downstairs and she walked among the students.
然后他出了门，再回到讲台上来。
So she exited and then she came back to the stage.
他就问学生们：“你们有注意到什么吗
？”And she asked, "Students, have you noticed anything?"
他学生半开玩笑地说：“ 老师，你身上的香水好香啊。
So the students would half jokingly say, teachers, the perfume that you're wearing is so strong.
很少，我不能说绝对没有，你很少闻到宣教士在宣教工厂擦香水的。
So, I think very few missionaries in the field actually wear perfumes.
我上次举的例子，在菲律宾的垃圾场住的宣教士，他擦香水给谁闻？
So, the example I shared last time, the missionary in Philippines living in a garbage connection area.
那个宣教士说：“是的，我今天擦这么重的香水是为你们的。”
So the lady said that I'm wearing this perfume for you.
我要告诉你们一件事情。
I want to show you one thing.
我从头到尾一句话都没有说，但是你们却闻到我的香味。
So I did not say a word from beginning to the end, but you noticed my perfume.
我知道你们不久要被送到中国，这个故事真的是 对要去中国的宣教士讲的。他说：“我知道你们要去送到中国，中文不好学，但是你不要因为不好学而影响，而让你不敢、不能散发基督的馨香之气。”
So she said that I know that most of you will go to China for mission, and I know that the Chinese is a language that's difficult to learn. But do not let that impede you. Do not let that stop you from diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
多少时候我们有理由我不敢传福音，我圣经不熟，我才刚得救。我跟你说，我听过多少的见证，才得救的人就带人得救。
So we heard so many excuses, I just got saved, or I'm not familiar with the Bible and all that. But then we have also heard so many testimony where the person who just got saved actually shared the gospel effectively.
因为他们身上有一个说不出来的味道、气质，这个叫做基督的馨香之气。
Because on them they carry the fragrance of Christ.
我跟于师母去那个佛罗里达，我陪他读书的时候，我说过我们很喜欢那边有一个Jacksonville 的 First Baptist Church。
So a while ago, Pastor Nancy and I we went to Florida, and we liked a church very much in Jacksonville, First Baptist Church.
我本来要把那个照片找出来的，但是实在没有时间去做这件事。那个。每一个停车场的出口上面一定放一个牌子，他说你正准备进入一个最大的宣教工厂。
So in the parking lot, there's always a sign saying that you are ready to enter the biggest mission field.
你好像开车离开了教会，离开了神的家，但是其实你正在进入全世界最大的宣教工厂，就在你的眼前。
So as they exit the parking lot, they will see that sign saying that you're entering the biggest mission field.
当约翰卫斯理打破了英国国教的传统，圣公会的传统，他跑到外面田野、餐馆、市场或是矿工那里去传福音的时候。
So when John Wesley he became unorthodox and tried to share the gospel among the common people and the farmers.
因为那时候非常保守，你只能在教堂里面讲到的。
So because back then they were very conservative and you can only preach.
所以为了这件事情，别人攻击他，连他的哥哥都这样说，你怎么可以这样做？
So by preaching in the field and saying that in the church, he was criticized even by his brother.
他说了一句非常有名的话，他说：“全世界都是我的教区。”
But he answered a very famous saying that the entire world is my mission field.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个正确的观念。
This is a correct thinking.
所以我们的同事、我们的朋友、我们的家人、我们周围所有被神带到你面前的，其实我们都有责任告诉他们。
So for all the people that God bring to you, your friends, your families, we have the responsibility to tell them about the good news.
所以在这里我列了一个保罗的榜样啊，腓立比书一章十二节到十四节，他说：“弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以至于我所受的捆锁，在御云全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那些在主里的弟兄多半因我所受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传讲神的道，无所惧怕。”我想你们看的我们就不翻译了哈。Okay. 那保罗不光这样子劝告诉我们要在各处来显扬基督的馨香之气。
So Paul here is using an example that we should diffuse or reveal the fragrance of Christ everywhere.
他自己这么说，他自己就是这么做。
So he led by example.
连被放在监狱里面。
So even while imprisoned,
福音更加兴旺。
The gospel has been spread.
别人关得了他的这个外身，他的身体。
So people can imprison his body, his physical body.
别人可以用锁链锁着他，看守他。
They can chain him up.
但是关不了他的影响力，关不了福音的这个兴旺。
But they cannot imprison his influence and also him sharing the gospel.
也正好是我们这两年教会的主题，无论是生，无论是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So same with the theme for this past 2 years, that whether in life or in death, may Christ be magnified in my body.
因我活着就是基督。
For to live is Christ.
换句话说，我是新造的人，我现在活着是基督，让我可以无论生无论死，总叫基督照常显大。
So being a new creation, I'm a new, to live is Christ, whether to live or to die.
这就是宣教士，这就是基督的使者。
So this is missionary. This is the ambassador for Christ.
太宝贵了哈！所以我们一方面我们不只珍惜一方面我们不是只是依靠教会的福音聚会，我们才传福音。
So we don't just rely on the gospel meeting from church to share the gospel.
我们所有生活的范围都是我们的宣教工厂。
So everywhere, everywhere we interface, everyone that we interface.
但是另外一方面，我们要很珍惜教会每一次的福音活动或是福音聚会啊。
We need to treasure and value every time there's a gospel meeting from church.
所以我们未来的礼拜六晚上有个音乐福音聚会。
So this coming Saturday we have a gospel music night.
也请弟兄姊妹充分的利用这个机会，为这个聚会祷告，邀请朋友。
Please fully utilize this meeting and pray for it and invite your friends.
你不知道。有哪一个人，有哪些人会因着这样子的聚会得救，对不对
？You don't know who will be saved through this meeting.
我们要做的就是拼命去邀请他们啊。
So the things that we need to do is just spend the time and effort to invite them.
好，那我们现在讲一点这个 down to the earth 的一些，我们到底该做什么
？So let's talk about what we need to do.
第一件事情，献上自己当作活祭。
First, present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们常常听到就连不是基督徒里面也常常讲有钱出钱有力出力有没有
So people often say that if you have money then you contribute money but if you have strength then you can contribute your strength and the time
但是弟兄姊妹今天神儿女们不是这样
But for the children of God it's not like that
神还不在乎我们外面做什么
God doesn't mind as much as what we do externally.
不是外面做什么不重要，而是神更在乎我们是什么。
So it's not that what you do is not important, but it's more important to God that who you are.
一个真正蒙恩的人，真正被主爱激励的人，他一定会把自己奉献给神。
The person who is truly saved and then experienced the love of God, that he will definitely offer himself to God.
是主耶稣说，财宝在哪，心就在哪。
So Jesus said that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
从另外一面来说，我们也常常说，心在哪，财宝就在哪，时间就在哪，力量就在哪。
And also on the other hand, we can also say where your heart is, that's where you spend your time, your money, your energy.
好，我们博训学生前两天有一个人说，哎，这个于老师，我升官了，我终于有了一个我当了爷爷了，不是当了外公了。
So a student from CCC told me that he has been promoted to be a grandfather.
当你当了祖之辈的时候，你的心可能在你的孙子辈身上，对不对
？So a grandfather, his heart may be on the grandchildren.
那我们一定愿意花钱，愿意有爱，愿意花时间在我们可爱的下一代上。
And they would love to spend time, energy, and money on their
心在哪，你自然你的时间、你的钱就会往哪里去。
So where your heart is, you naturally apply your time and your money to it.
如果我们的心不在神的身上，我们的心不在神的旨意身上，你怎么说有钱出钱、有力出力，那大家都只是施舍的态度而已了。
So if your heart is not on God, then even if you're doing all this donation externally, then it's more like out of charity, out of.
而不是带着感恩的心。一种迫不及待、甘心乐意的心。
You're not doing it out of thanksgiving, out of urgency.
所以保罗才劝我们 弟兄们，我以使得神的慈悲劝你们要把身体献上。
That's why Paul said that in view of God's mercy, brothers, offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。他说你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And that you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以阿拉伯有一个谚语，我引用过很多次了。他说如果当你有心去做一件事的时候，你一定可以找得到方法。当你没有心去做一件事的时候，你一定可以找得到借口。
So Arab has a there's a Arabic Arab proverb saying that if there's a will, there's a way. But if your heart is not there, then you can always find an excuse.
你可以说我现在钱不够，你可以说现在这个通货膨胀，你可以说现在疫情，你可以找很多很多的理由让我不去做。
You can find all kinds of excuses that you won't be that you're not able to do.
但是我很感谢主，看到教会过去两年多疫情里面，那么多弟兄姊妹出去发口罩、去送东西、去服事、去传福音，做各样的事工。我们为了这个感谢神，但是我们希望更多的弟兄姊妹都有份于这件事。
So I'm thankful that even these past 2 years with pandemic, I still see a lot of brothers and sisters going out and contributing and giving out masks and all the other things. But I love to see more and more people to do that.
你不觉得这是一件？太尊贵的身份，太神圣的使命嘛。
Don't you feel that it's such holy commission?
我们成为基督的大使。
We became ambassadors for Christ.
能够叫人与神和好。
That we can reconcile people to God.
能够帮助人因着得着救恩脱离将来永火的审判。
We can help these people so they can depart from the eternal fire in the future.
所以以前在一个基督教的 conference 里面，他们给每一个人发了一个 sticker 还是一个胸针。上面写 Ask me.
So in a Christian conference at one time, they gave every attendees a sticker saying Ask me.
就是说你问我问题好不好？
So please ask me a question.
所以一个年轻姊妹很喜乐坐在电梯里面，笑脸看着大家，然后指着牌子。
So a sister was smiling in the elevator and then pointing to her stickers, meaning that Ask me.
那有人就问她说问你什么？要我问你什么？
So people ask her, what do you want me to ask you?
你问我为什么这么快乐啊？
And she said, ask me why I'm so happy and joyful.
人家就说，那你为什么这么快乐？
So they said, why are you so joyful?
Because Jesus loves me. 这么简单。
It's so simple, because Jesus loves me.
你不要小看这句话， Jesus loves me.
Don't underestimate this one sentence, Jesus loves me.
我记得 Brother Ernest 有一年在这里讲到，他举过这个见证，大家还记不记得？
I remember Brother Ernest mentioned a testimony.
他们教会的牧师跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战，说大家这个礼拜回去，你只要碰到人，就对他讲，耶稣爱你， Jesus loves you.
So a pastor challenged the entire congregation that this one week, as you see other people, always tell them that Jesus loves you.
就有一个弟兄回到家以后，他就打电话给他的 brother。
So a brother went home and then called his brother。
他的 brother 接了电话，正在看这个 Monday Night Football 这礼拜一的足球赛。
So his brother was watching a Monday Night Football while he was answering the phone。
他就跟他讲说 ，brother， 哥哥还是弟弟，我忘了。他说 ，Jesus loves you。
So he said, brother, Jesus loves you。
哥哥，他说你不要吵我，我正在看足球赛，把他挂了。
So his brother said, don't interrupt me, I'm watching a football game。
这个哥哥第二天早上上班的时候在 driveway 倒车。
So this brother, he was going to work and he's backing up his car in the parking lot.
没想到他隔壁的邻居那样喊说 Hi, 什么什么 Jesus loves you.
Oh, he was backing up from his house and then his neighbor was waving saying that Hi, Jesus loves you.
他礼貌上的笑一笑。
So he kind of politely smiled.
没想到那天下班，他提早不想下班干嘛？他跑去理发店。
So after work, he went to a barber.
他去理发。
To get a haircut.
理发师在那边帮他弄的时候说 ，Jesus loves you.
And then his barber told him that Jesus loves you.
他说 ，Wait. 他说，到底什么事情发生？为什么你们都对我讲这句话
？So he starts to say, What's going on? Why is everyone that I meet tells me that Jesus loves me?
这个人这么多年想跟他哥哥传福音传不进去，铜墙铁壁的。
So this person is trying to share the gospel with his brother for a long time, and then cannot get through.
神借着三个人对他说 "Jesus loves me"， 让他改变。
But God, by using three people, just saying this one simple sentence, "Jesus loves you," changed his heart.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正把自己献上来，看重神给我们的爱跟托付，我们 这个身份太宝贵了。
So when we truly offer ourselves to God and then treasure this commission that He gave us, it's so valuable.
所以愿意传福音爱灵魂，这个是最重要的事，这个跟都跟我们的奉献有关。
So, willing to share the gospel and also love the lost soul, this is so important to us.
你们也不要误会说，余弟兄说奉献钱跟时间不重要就不奉献钱，宣教工厂的确需要。
So don't misunderstand me. It's not like I'm saying that money or time effort is not important.
第二件事情
，Second,
要依靠圣灵，尽心竭力的来传扬他。
By the Holy Spirit, strive with all your might to proclaim Him.
如果你们当然英文没有这种谐音啊，在这里第二点是讲传扬他，第三点要讲的是显扬他，这两个有不同的意义。
So the second point is proclaiming Him, and the third point is revealing Him.
好，所以我们读一下彼得前书二章九节，这里说到我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。那请大家特别注意，当我们蒙恩蒙爱，成为被拣选的族类，成为被神高抬，成为有君尊的祭司，让我们有份于圣洁的国度，让我们蒙恩成为属神的子民，这里讲到的四件事情。他说这一切的恩典都不应该被我们扣留，因为他是为了叫我们去宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。 Sorry, huh? Give you a tough challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, so here he talks about four things, right? We become, we are the chosen generation or a royal priesthood or a holy nation, and we become his own special people.All these amazing grace that God has given us that really pushes us to...
为了叫我们去宣扬，那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we can proclaim His praise, who call us from darkness into His marvelous light.
前面的每一项恩典都是怎么努力怎么出钱你都不可能得到的，是神给的。
So these four amazing grace, you cannot get it by anything, by money, by effort.
但是神给我们这么多的恩典，不是叫我们扣留他的。
But God gave us these grace, it's not so that we can withhold them.
当这些恩典流过我们，让我们蒙恩蒙爱了，这个恩典要继续像运河一样，透过我们流出去的。
When these amazing grace flowing through us, they need to go out from us.
我相信，如果今天在一艘船上，
If today you're on a ship,
里面有上千个救生圈，而在海里面有这么多人快要被淹死了。
And there are only a few hundred jackets, life jackets, and then there are thousands of people on this ship.
我们要做的只是把救生圈丢下去给他们。如果我们都不肯丢，说太忙没空，那是他的事。你不觉得这样子的人？太自我中心了吗？
Say these are thousands of people in the sea, waiting to be rescued, and then all you need to do is just throw them a life jacket to help them, and you're still not willing to. Don't you think that you're being too selfish?
这样子的人，他怎么可能继续在神的面前蒙受更多的恩典呢？
These type of people, how can they receive more grace from God?
因为他扣留了神的恩典。
Because they have withhold God's grace.
那你会说传福音并不像丢个救生圈，我传了这么久，爸爸妈妈不信，哥哥还骂我，对不对？我们都碰到这些困难吗？
You may say that sharing the gospel is not as easy as throwing a life jacket, and I've been rejected many times.
但是我请大家记得哈，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
But remember, This good news is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
我们只管传，只要福音有人传，就是神的大能，就是得胜。
All we need to do is just to share the gospel, just to proclaim it, and it is the power of God.
不管你当场有没有看到结果，你只要传，就是得胜，因为福音是神的大能。
So as long as you proclaim it, it is victorious. It doesn't matter what the result, the outcome.
所以就像我们刚刚讲的这个例子，三个人对他说 Jesus loves you， 这个人改变了。
Just like the example that I used earlier, three people told this person Jesus loves you and he was changed.
第一个他弟弟被他挂电话，你不要失望，还没有多久明天他就得救了。
So he hung up on his brother, so that's the first defeat, but that's okay because he was saved after the next three.
我们就是要传。
We need to share the gospel.
以前鼓励弟兄姊妹传福音的时候举了一个小见证。
So there's a testimony for sharing the gospel.
我在遇到故事上看的，将来一个小孩子出去发福音单张，跟着我们教会常出去发福音单张。
So there's a little kid is handing out these gospel tracts.
有一个叔叔拿了福音单张，一看是福音单张，吐一口口水，转在一旁就丢到地上。
So one adult person he received this pamphlet. He looked at his gospel tracts and then he spit on it and then he threw it away.
没想到这个小小的孩子对他说了一句话。
But this little kid told the person,
叔叔到了教会就再也没有福音单张了。流着眼泪，带着眼泪，这样跟这个叔叔讲。
So he said, "Uncle, once you get to the church, there's no more gospel tracts."
这个人大受感动。
So he was very much touched.
一个小孩子，他为什么会在乎我？他为什么受了羞辱还这样子的关心我
？A little kid, why would he care for me? Why would he even shed tear for me?
传是我们的责任。
Sharing is our responsibility.
接不接受，他要负责任。
So whether he accepts or not, that's his responsibility.
他能不能接受，什么时候接受，也是神的工作。
It's God's work, whether he accepts right now or later on.
但是恩典却不是被我扣留，得救不是被我单言。
So I should not withhold God's grace. I should not delay God's gospel, good news.
所以信道是从听到来，我们就是放胆的去传。
So they can only believe when they hear. So we just boldly proclaim.
哥罗西书一章二十八、二十九节，我非常喜欢这一段。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
所以保罗在这里教了我们怎么传福音，好，你们都很想传福音，对不对？想学怎么传福音。
So Paul here he teaches how to share the gospel.
保罗在这里提了三件事情。
So he mentioned three things here.
第一个，活用救恩的真理。
First, we need to apply the truth of salvation more practically.
用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。换句话说，不同的人，我们用不同的方法，但是。把真理要传给他。
So it mentioned here, we use all wisdom. That means that for different people, we need to use different type of method.
所以我们在做福音培训的时候，我们说到福音不可以不传，也要不停的传，但是也不要乱传。
So in our training for the sharing the gospel, we talk about we need to share the gospel non-stop, but we should not do it endlessly.
要根据圣经的真理救恩来讲的。
You need to base on biblical principles.
所以我以前的一个朋友跟人家传福音说，你要信耶稣，信耶稣你就会生孩子了，而且生男孩子。
So I have a friend who's telling his friend that you need to believe in Jesus because if you do, you will be pregnant and you'll have a son.
我听着都想挖个洞躲起来。
So I was so embarrassed when I heard that.
我们怎么把福音传成这个样子了
？How can we share such gospel?
所以福音虽然不能不传，要不停的传，但是不可以乱传。
So even though we need to continue to share the gospel, but we cannot do it endlessly.
他依靠圣灵的大能。
Second, we need to do it by the Holy Spirit.
他说：“我照着他在我里面。”运用的大能。
He says that
真正叫人得救的，能叫人重生的，就是圣灵。
Only the Holy Spirit can help a person to be renewed.
所以保罗说，我们传福音不独在乎言语，不是说言语不重要哈，只是不独在乎言语。
So Paul says that we share the gospel not only with our mouth,
乃是在乎全能、圣灵并充足的信心。
But it's based on the Holy Spirit and then the faith.
所以一定要依靠圣灵。我们传福音一面传一面祷告。所以我们为什么喜欢两个人一起传？这个人在讲，另外一个人祷告，一起靠圣灵。
So we need to rely on the Holy Spirit as we share the gospel. That's why we like to send two people as a team to share. So one person is sharing, the other person is praying for them.
第三个，要抓住机会，全力以赴。保罗说：“我为此劳苦，尽心竭力。”
So the third is that we need to seize opportunity and to share the gospel. And the Paul says that he also labors, striving according to his working, which works in him mightily.
保罗也说，我无论做什么，总要与人同得福音的好处。这个人就是要叫人得福音。
So he wants everyone to receive this good news, Paul.
所以他在这里提醒我们是要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到谁的面前？神的面前。
So Paul here, he wants to present every man perfect in Christ.
不是引到 SVCA, 也不是引到我的面前，你的面前。
He's not leading his people to SVCA or to you or to me, but to Christ.
让人家称赞你真是个好人。
That they can truly praise him as being a good person.
但是却不认识耶稣。
But not knowing Jesus.
所以上次说到有一个人这么多年不肯信耶稣，就是因为他的老板太好了，所以他觉得不要当基督徒也可以这么好，那我不需要当基督徒。
So there's a person who hasn't accepted good news for many years because he has such wonderful boss. He felt that he can be a such nice person without being a Christian.
直到隔了十几年以后才发现他的老板是个基督徒。
Only after so many years, he found out that his boss is actually a Christian.
他就非常直的去找他老板说，你差点害我不能成为基督徒。
So he went to his boss and told him that you almost cost me my salvation.
太好的一个人，太聪明的一个人，太能干的一个人，但是从来不讲耶稣。
Such wonderful, nice person, smart, intelligent, but he never mentioned Jesus.
对，我们是要把人引到神面前。第三个
Third,
要在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气，刚才讲的。
We need to reveal the fragrance of Christ everywhere.
所以传扬重在 proclaim, 我宣告我传讲救恩的真理，而显扬重在我活出基督的生命，活出基督徒该有的见证。
So the second point we talk about proclaiming by using word of mouth, but then on the third point revealing, it has to do with testimony, how we live out this new life.
让基督的生命，基督的爱从我们身上被人看见。
So the love of God and love of and the life of Christ can be seen by from us.
所以传还是要传，因为信道是从听道来的，我们需要传。
So we need to share the gospel, proclaiming it.
但是我们希望不光让别人听见福音，更让别人看见福音。
But we need to make sure that not only that they heard the gospel, they can also see the gospel in you.
不光人听见的基督，更是看见的基督。
They can hear Jesus, but also they can see Jesus in us.
所以当整个黑暗遮盖大地，当整个世界疫情动荡，各样的问题，你看现在教堂又发生枪杀案，看了都难过。
So when the darkness is covering the entire land, all these turbulence, for example, the shooting.
弟兄姊妹，我们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
We are the salt of the earth, we're the light of the world.
黑暗笼罩大地，是因为光没有尽责。
There's darkness over the land because the light is not doing its job.
哪里有光，黑暗一定被赶逐。
Because wherever there's light, the darkness will be cast away.
世界为什么腐败？因为没有盐。
Why the world is corrupt? Because there's no salt.
盐如果不是一个施味的盐，它一定带来防腐跟保护与新鲜的果效。
So if the salt hasn't lost its saltiness, then you'll provide the function of preserving and also flavoring.
弟兄姊妹，不要只去看世界的混乱、世界的黑暗、世界的腐败，那会让我们很灰心的。
Don't be discouraged by all these. Corruptions and darkness in the world right now.
我们好好在自己的角色里面，不要做隐藏的光，不要做施味的盐。
So we need to fulfill our responsibility. We need to make sure we're not salt that lost its flavor or the light that's been put under a bowl.
在我们可以接触的范围，可以影响的范围，做基督的使者。
In our circle of influences, be the ambassador for Christ.
传扬他，显扬他。
Proclaiming him and also revealing him.
你不妨在脑筋稍微想一下。
So think about this in your mind.
假如现在全世界所谓二十亿的基督徒，假如哈，全世界二十亿的基督徒。
So this whole world 2.1 billion. 啊 ，2.1 billion.
对对。
2.1 billion Christians.
Two billion.
Yeah, 2 billion yeah. Christians in the world right now.
然后大概三千万还是 的各种的教会都兴起发光的话
，If all the churches
全部都一起起来，现在一起起来发光的话
，So all these Christians, all the churches, if they all rise up and shine at the same time,
你觉得世界会是这个样子吗
？What do you think the world will be like?
会吗
？Would it?
那就不要讲全世界，光讲美国这个曾经以基督教立国的国家。
So let's not talk about the world. How about just the United States?
如果今天在美国所有的教会所有神的儿女都为基督兴起发光
So if all the churches and all the Christians in the United States rise up and shine for God
就像那个 Google Map 那个灯那样啪一下你发现全美国都亮了
You'll see that the entire United States will be lit up
美国要不一样了弟兄姊妹美国要不一样了
The United States will be different
我们要祷告，我们要为着自己祷告，为着这个世代祷告，为这个国家祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves, for this time, and for this country.
没有一个人是放在斗底下的灯。
No Christian is like a light put under the bowl.
没有一个基督徒是失了味道的盐。
No Christian is like a salt loses its flavor.
让我们都一起起来。
Let's all rise.
我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing him.
599首去发光你们太棒了我没有讲站起来都站起来了感谢主
so great that you are...
这个叫 CIA Christian in Action
This is CIA Christian Action Without me telling you, you all rose up
这是我们以前高中生做的 T-shirt 我还保留了一件下次穿给你们看
I have a T-shirt saying just that
来我们来唱好那第一因为我们今天是 Combine Meeting 所以第一节跟第三节如果大家可能的话我们都用英文唱其他的随便你弄哪一个语言唱好不好
So for first one and three please sing in English
它是一个非常让人热血沸腾然后又很神圣呼召的一首诗歌希望我们不光只是唱我们答应这个呼召在你可以影响的范围内开始发光开始作业
So let's answer this call from this song that will be a light.
来
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves and the lights and the light. There are souls to rest, there are souls to sing. Send the light, send the light.
家一起同声为着这个国家，为着这个时代，为着那么多世上的灵魂，我们祷告。有感动的一两句，中文、英文都可以带我们祷告。
Let's pray together. Those of you are burned, lead us in prayer. Pray for this country. Pray for all the Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，祂们教会，把众人都交在你的手中，让每一个都是宣教士，每一个都是基督的大使。让我们在基督宣教的生命里面，我们在这里传扬你，我们在这里宣扬你。听见更让人看见的繁荣，主啊，我们仰望你，这些话都是属于过去，主啊，而真实的，主啊，今天的幸福是你的，谢谢你，听到我的祷告，阿门。
教会你的儿女都听见这个荣耀的呼召，都能够起来为你发光做见证。
Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you this morning for the message. One more time, reminding all of us that we receive the noble standing. Lord, we have such a glorious, such a wonderful mission.
Amen.
And Lord, we are here and we answer your calling. Lord, we are here.Use us to send the light, and use me to send the light. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, here we're answering to your calling. Lord, this morning you told us that not only that we're a new creation, that
Amen.
We receive this new life from you, but we also receive this new responsibility as an ambassador for you.
Amen.
Lord, it's in your heart that you love the lost, love all the people who are still far away from you, and you want us to reconcile them to you with this ministry. Lord, give us this love and burden, the heart
Amen.
That you have, the heart that pains you. Lord, give us this burden that we can go out and take the time and spend the time to reach out and share this good news to others.
Amen.
主是在早餐的时候，让我们都能够听见那从天上天父来的声音，去发光，去发光。也让我们能够听到那来自马其顿的呼声来发光。我主耶稣，让我们体会这天父的心肠，实在是还有多少的浪子还在外面，他们急需要回到父神的怀抱，而让我们能够在这个时候真的能够来回应你给我们的神圣的使命，让我们成为那个传福音的使者。我们感谢赞美你。
阿门。谢谢你，虽然万事万物都在改变，但是你永远没有改变。
Lord, we thank you. Even though all things are changing, you never change.
你还是爱世人，愿意世人都能够得救。
You still love the world, and you want all men to be saved.
谢谢你，让我们今天在基督里面已经成为新造的人。
We thank you that in Jesus Christ we're a new creation.
我们成为蒙恩的罪人，成为了蒙爱的儿女。
We become sinners saved by grace. We become children loved by God.
但是主啊，不要让我们忘记了那一个尊贵的身份。我们也是基督的大使，福音的使者。
Lord, help us never to forget our noble standing and our us being the ambassador for Christ.
你要让我们每一个人能够在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Help each one of us to reveal the fragrance of Christ.
让我们不要再做放在斗底下的灯或是失了味的盐。
Help us stop being a light under a bowl or salt without flavor.
让我们能够在这弯曲悖谬的时代，好像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
In these crooked generations that will become light shine in the universe.
祝福你的众教会，让我们都能够复兴，都能够一起来高举基督，拓展神国。
Bless your church that we can all be revived and lift Jesus high to expand His kingdom.
我们特别把在世界各地远方的这些宣教士，主啊，你纪念他们的辛劳，纪念他们的受苦。
Lord, we especially pray for all the missionaries around the world. You remember their effort and their contributions.
你用特别的恩典、特别的同在、特别的祝福临到他们和他们的家。
You bless them and their home especially with your special blessings.
也祝福他们在那里一切福音宣教的工作。
And bless their hand, the work of their hands in the mission field.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.